This episode is the one that you all listen to the most because, frankly, I think you love to hear your names. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't be modest about it. You're all listening to this episode so you can hear your own name.
I've got to say some hellos, actually. I met some gorgeous consultants on training, but my biggest hello is to the gorgeous Chris from North Devon. Chris, is it? Big hello to you, my darling, because I know he'll be listening.
Aww,
I can't remember his surname, but big hello.
Aww. Well, it's another episode where once a month we go through your comments and your questions and what we're finding. We kind of just did this as a bit of a whim, didn't we, the first time?
I think we were in the car, weren't we?
Yeah. And then now we realise that actually we're going to carve off a listener's questions episode every month. Frankly, because it's one less thing for us to think about.
And there's so many questions. Like, our inboxes are beeping, our emails go in. So please know we do read them all, but we catch up with you once a month to answer them.
Yeah. Cool. So we are still in a coffee shop. So bear in mind, there are beeping and there are some people who are having a nice little coffee.
It's got a lot busier than since the crack of dawn. There's now six of us here, us being two of them, the barista being one.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful beard.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I did want to stroke it, but I didn't think that
Ginger
would be good.
Too, isn't it?
Yeah. He's a handsome young chap, isn't he? He's lovely. Bless him.
I might take my cup back to him on the way out, right?
I'm old enough to be his mama, but yeah.
Let's not go there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. In no particular order. Well, they are, actually.
Oh, were they?
They're screenshots of the last questioners episode. Oh, my God. What a start. The last listeners question episode we did was the 15th of April. So these are some of the comments which are now over a month old.
Jesus. Sorry.
One of the ways that you can keep in touch with us, by the way, we're on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. And the thing that we've been doing this month is doing more lives. We have no rhyme or reason of when they're going to be. So make
or
sure
what
you turn
we're gonna say.
Yeah, the notifications. But we've done a few, haven't we? Like on Monday nights, or I've been out on the road, so pulled over in the car just to chill.
And then
for
I was
a
in Aldi car park and merged with you.
That's
Eat
so
my sushi.
I was in airports. Yeah. So whenever we just kind of try and catch up so that you can connect with us. And one of the things that I think is really cool is that we're noticing that some of you are connecting with each other.
Oh, I love that. I love a friendship made through Slimming World.
So this is one here that we got a comment last month from Sinfree LPSW and Stapley23. Stapley23 has been out and done obstacle courses and everything. She's one of our faves. And Sinfree LPSW sent us a message saying that she had met two of our other listeners at group last week. They went to the same group but at different times, and they have met through our podcast on Insta, so that we have been bringing the Slimming World people together.
How lovely.
I know, I love that stuff. We also put some posts about getting stuck in clothes in changing rooms.
Cost me 80 quid once. Had to be cut out of a dress in House of Fraser.
God.
Cut out.
I mean, I got stuck in it in a £300 dress, but I got out of it.
I had to be cut out and pay for it.
Jesus.
And you know when you've got your big granny knickers on, you ain't shaved your legs? Like, it was one of them days. You're sweaty. Like, yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh, God. Well, Shadakin sent us a message saying she got stuck in one of those body sculpting all-in-ones in a changing room on M&S. And that was one of the most terrifying things ever. She did get out of it in the end. She didn't have to be cut out. So.
I had two pairs of Spanx on my wedding day, and my vision is my husband and my bridesmaid taking me out of them.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, Kevin, congratulations to Kevin. He was inspired by our podcast and he started Slimming World last month, and in his first week lost 10.5 pounds. So he sent us a thank you.
Well done you, darling.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else have we got here? Oh, some more getting cut out stories,
oh God,
right?
I love getting cut out.
Lucy made her own Halloween costume once.
Nice.
Got stuck in it whilst trying it on. Her poor brother had to cut her out of it. He says he was traumatised by it because I had hairy armpits and was starting to sweat with panic.
Oh, the glamour. The glamour.
Right, what else have we got here? Finn Jojo.
Yes.
Let's have a look. So Finn Jojo listens to us in Finland.
Funny that, Finn Jojo. Did you not put the two together?
Not necessarily. Finn could have been a surname.
Couldn't it? Maybe because I read the message that I put it together.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
But hi.
So we have introduced Finn Jojo to podcasts. Previously a podcast virgin before finding our one. That's cool. So a weird one for you, Anna.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Go on.
Used to live in the UK. Was in SW many times, also whilst pregnant and breastfeeding.
Oh, go respect. On, you girl.
Now back in Finland, she's originally from there, and need of losing weight. But there isn't anything like SW over here, not even the dreaded WW. All they have is health fitness groups that are mainly for people who want to go to gym and want to build muscle. So is there any possibility to take Slim and Will to Finland? I'm sure there's a gap in the market for it here.
Do you know there's a gap in so many markets? The best thing I can recommend with that is that you email head office direct. I'll send you a message with the details for that. We have tried to break lots of different countries, but it's really tough. We're in America, but only in a small section of America. You can get our online support system, and what they do is they create little online groups and online pockets, so that might help. But I will send you a message with the details of who to email at head office. That's all right. It's a really hard thing to break because it's very culturally different in lots of different places, and we know what we do here works based on the amount of people that do it. So I don't think there's any plans currently to break. We haven't got things in like the Isle of Man and Jersey and stuff like that because different laws, because we're franchises and stuff like that as well.
Where did I go when I was working away? You said, oh, there's groups there. Cyprus.
Yes, there's groups
in Cyprus.
Working
in Cyprus. Yeah. Is that because there's a big expat community?
Yeah, and I think there were... Yeah, I can't remember the legalities around it, but there's something to do with how they create franchises is like ours, so the law is the same.
Right.
So it must be right, yeah. But we've got lots. We used to have some on some German bases, but we don't have them anymore. And we've got a little lot in America too.
Huh, that's crazy. Who'd have thought it, hey? Shadikins, by the way, just going back to them, say that they are in the Highlands about 30 miles. Really?
Sinead, yeah. It used to be my 5 o'clock and then moved up.
Wow, you moved to the south of Inverness, not the Outer Hebrides. This is where I was the other week.
Yeah, Sinead is the most incredible slimmer. She is amazing. She's done it through pregnancy, through everything. She is just remarkable.
She did draw the line at hot tuna, though, apparently.
Yes, let's not talk about hot tuna, shall we, Sinead? She brought it up in group and she totally made me absolutely wet myself. That's what she's referring to.
Oh, man. Some shout-outs that you've sent us, messages that you love the podcast. Jenfat23, Katie Oldham, R-Madrid47, RachM26, and Francisca SW2018. You all listen to us while you're walking and out and about.
So we let Claire read the names out, because I'm dyslexic and can barely spell my own name, so it's much better that Claire reads them out.
No, but the only thing is I'm also gullible, so someone's name could be like Seymour Butts, and I'm going to fall for it. So... I mean, I've done that actually on radio a few times.
Have you?
I've read listener texts and then people have called up afterwards saying, oh my God, you fell for that?
That would so be me, Claire, but I just...
That's terrible.
Oh, that's awful.
I shouldn't say that on this question episode.
No.
Now, guacamole is good. I'm certain in one of our later messages you told us what your real name is. I know that you did because you're making me guess on the Insta Live. Guacamole is good. Is a great listener who's come on board in the last like month or so. And thank you because you always share our posts and shout about us on Instagram. And that does make a difference.
And we've had a lot of people message saying that they found us through you. So thank you, darling.
Yeah. Now, one of the things... that you talk about is you like the idea of how we discuss never being off plan and to walk away from the terms good and bad so that we don't feel guilt and struggle, and that was something that you'd found really powerful. In fact, some people responded to your post talking about that too.
That's massive in my groups. I really try and get people to recognise you're not on or off plan, you're just either end of the pendulum, because I think when you've got step on and step off, psychologically you batter yourself, don't you? So just not trying to name it. You're eating, you're drinking. Do you know what I mean? When you think about it in a basic term, it's slightly different.
Yep. Hello to Benji, Hiker Trash Healthy, who got a new bike and sent us a picture, Benji. Which we love a picture.
And I love your beard, love.
Yeah, and he had, instead of buying a XXXL high-vis jacket, he went down to a double X. XL. Good so he's work. A size down. And he bought this bike and he sent us a picture. However, since this picture, he has had two bike accidents.
Oh, God, are you okay?
He's in... well, the bike's probably sounds like he's in a better situation than him.
Oh,
but he told us he keeps us up to date on his on our Insta lives of how he's getting on. But God, I'm a big thing... You know, I'm passionate about bikes. It's a great way to just let the wind in your
I'm
hair.
I'm really
and...
passionate about bikes. How I stay away from them.
Now... Oh, you're so passionate you stay. Now, because on the early episodes, you did say that you were going to try. Now, have you not done this?
So, no, we bought Daisy two new bikes. So, we are planning to go to the cycle place and I'm going to get a tricycle. If it doesn't rain today, we're going to go this afternoon.
Really?
Please rain. Please rain.
No.
Please rain.
And also,
please rain.
Honestly, you will feel so cool and so alive.
Would it be appropriate for an adult to have a trike? You must be able to get an adult trike, right? Because Daisy's got bikes and she loves them. We've just bought Daisy a balance bike.
We do want four wheels. Yeah. I mean, we could call that a car.
No. I've seen the tricycles you can get. So we got Daisy a balance bike and she loves it because she's two and she's learning to cycle. So I don't
know. You can get
her.
The Christiana bikes,
what's
right?
That?
These are from like Copenhagen. But they look like the little, you know, you've got a sidecar that you
That's
put the
need.
Kids. But they're like the three wheel bikes.
Oh, I need that.
But they're much wider. So you got to, when you're on the road, you
I'm
take up
a
bit
more ride on the road.
Okay.
No. I'd kill myself. I'd run in like the park, I was thinking, with Daisy. No?
Yeah. You could do that, but you've got to get there.
Could I put the bike in the car?
No, not the Christiana ones. Honestly, when you do it and like wear your hair down, right, when you cycle, and the wind in your hair, your heart is beating faster, and you feel so alive.
I go to the hairdressers for wind in my hair, love. I don't need to get on a bike to get it. We're so different. So I take Daisy to forest school, and literally, forest school is made for a woman like me that's highly manicured and goes in her hunter wellies not wanting to get dirty. I went the other day in flip-flops and ripped jeans, and Chantel was like, what have you done? I wasn't made for the outdoors.
Nah. Forest school.
Yeah. So she gets to learn about the outdoors and loving like ants and worms. And dirt, but she's my kid. Every time she gets dirt on her, mummy, clean my hands. Mummy, clean my
oh
hands.
Oh my goodness me.
Yeah, so I'm trying.
I've got this new thing where every time I go for a walk, I have to touch the trees and like touch the leaves. And no, it's so hippie-ish.
Yeah, I do that with Daisy though because of getting her to know like nature. And it is really, I feel so much better when I've taken her out for a walk and we've touched the leaves and the grass.
You don't really do.
No, I do, seriously.
Only when the weather is fair, sunny, reasonably
I'm not
warm.
Going in the rain.
That's when it's best because the smells are better.
Oh, no.
The trees give off a real nice smell.
No.
We are so funny, man.
We're so different.
I know.
It's mad.
Right, Rach sent us a message, Rach M26, and she stumbled across our podcast a few weeks ago. But one of the things that she says that she's really passionate about is she's doing Summer World because she started weaning her 7-month-old, and she's really conscious of instilling better eating habits and a better relationship with food into her daughter. She'd be interested in hearing our thoughts about that.
Amazing.
If we haven't already covered it. So that's taking responsibility, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I weaned Daisy the food optimising way. So literally, I don't know what you're doing if you're doing baby-led or a little bit of the combination. So now you can do where you give babies like hunks of steak and you get them to eat them, or you can do mushed. So I just gave her little versions of food optimised, curries, chilies, all that type of stuff. Added in, you know, like a bit more butter in the bash and stuff like that. But it's brilliant because Daisy now is just totally food optimised. She says speed as well, which is really cute. And it's a great way so that when you start, they just have always eaten fruit and always eaten veg, and it's just normalising it, isn't it?
Mm.
Well done.
Cool. Harriet made us laugh. She titled her email, "Did you read my mind?" And she started it with OMG. Oh. Not even like, "Hi, how are you?"
Yeah.
She had to pause the podcast and write the email, stop what she was doing.
Love
and
that.
Write us this email.
Was
and
this the dogging episode?
Actually, I don't know. She put, "It's like the podcast so far was written just for me. I totally lost my mojo. There, I've said it. Haven't weighed in for the last 2 weeks. I've been chocolate binging again. Horrible habit I collected somewhere. And I'm back up on the scales. Pressed reset button 3 days ago, so the sense of self-loathing has dissipated somewhat. But I'm having yet another moment of, is this for me? Been on Cineworld for 4 years, got to Target, stayed there for about a week, have spent the last 3 years bouncing around like a yo-yo, and to echo your comments, it is, in capital letters, exhausting. I love SW, I do, but I need to pause, reset, regroup, whatever you call it. I'm fed up of not being at Target, I'm inspired by my food choices, I'm just tired of continually not quite getting there. And keep pressing the it button, rant over. We'll get back to listening to the podcast. I think that's
how I felt 10 million times. But I think it's really important to acknowledge that's a transient thing that won't be there for forever. You will get through this. You can do this. But it sounds like you need to shake up some things and find some love in what you're eating, what you're doing and how you're doing it, because it's got a bit boring, isn't it? You need to spice it up a bit.
The Target thing is interesting because... the Maintain Target episode that we did a few weeks ago, that certainly kind of, we got a few comments about that where people had said that they had listened to that and they were finding the maintaining bit a bit of a challenge. And we talked about this in last week's episode, didn't we, where I said I'm kind of quite fearful of getting to Target, of what that means and would I have to change.
I think you think it means something, then it doesn't. And I think what I have learned over the years is that you need to think about your food optimizing journey as your training for Target. Now, that's, if you're not ready for it, it means for a lot of people they haven't made the biggest lifestyle changes. They've tried to make changes that get them a weight loss but aren't sustainable. Do you see what I mean? So acknowledge if you're having a worry, why you're having a worry and what it is. Because if you're feeling like, if I got to eat like this for forever, have you fully embraced food optimizing? Are you loving what you're eating? Are you, someone said to me, I've got to fall in love with vodka Diet Coke, not wine. And it is, you've got to find a new love and a new groove, because otherwise life at Target is going to feel like torture. It honestly is, because what I was always waiting for was it to end. And that's why I regained my weight so many times, because I thought it ended and I can go back to eat what I wanted. That's not going to happen.
I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah, very normal. Of course it is, because you want this new beautiful body and just be able to go and eat and drink what you want.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Got to be honest with you. That's not how it works.
God, it's even more painful when you have to look me in the eye and say that.
This is it. If you want this beautiful new you, you've got to keep working at it. But it is going to become easier the more it's ingrained, because you'll just make natural choices.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, someone's washing their hands.
We'll just have a little pause. We'll just let you ponder that thought. Right?
Is the toilet actually in the room?
Lauren is good. Thank you for your continued support. You're also one of our champions in shouting about us. And been doing Cineworld for 12 weeks, probably a bit more now, and have lost almost 2 stone.
Muzzle job, amazing.
But for the past 3 weeks, only lost half a week. Can't figure out why it won't shift. I drink lots, fit in speed wherever I can. I weigh and measure and sin everything. And obviously, it's just started to slow down. She's been restricting her sins to 13 a day, but she's only losing half. So this happens, isn't it? So 12 weeks in, I'm imagining you've got rid of the easier jelly bits.
Well, no, I think, if I'm honest, consultant hat, at the beginning of a journey, you will get weight loss just by making habit changes. Okay, so you'll get a weight loss by swapping the sugar in your brew, by not cooking with oil, by cutting back on the takeaways. Normally about 12 weeks in, what you're finding, and I'm not saying this of you, darling, this is just what I'm saying as a generalisation, is that there is something that hasn't quite been 100% food optimised, okay? The thing that you said, I'm fitting speed in wherever I can, it's that concentration. At least 1/3 in each meal is speed food. Are you verifying it's a speed food, or are you presuming that grapes and bananas are a speed food and sweet corn and peas? Are you absolutely nailing that? Are you also writing it down? Because if your weight loss starts to slow and you're not writing it down, you're not truly, truly capturing it. If you're in a group or you're an online member, ask for an SAS log. So that's Slimmers Against Sabotage. When you're not getting the weight loss you want, there will be something going on, but it may be at a very subconscious level. So it's going to be about identifying what that is. Also, what you may need to do if you haven't done it already is add in a degree of activity, because what we know is you need to level the activity with the food intake to get the sustained weight loss, but also the sustained maintenance. So if you're not active, can you start 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, maybe walking, taking the stairs instead of the lift, But my best advice would be, if you've got a consultant, go back, talk it through in image therapy and say, I've heard about an SAS log. Is that something we could kind of look at? Or a food diary might just absolutely sort it. But know that this can really easily change. Also, one last thing is just looking at your protein intake, because that is going to be something that's going to really boost your weight loss along with the speed food. Are you getting enough in?
If you're an online member, do you still get access to the SAS logs?
All in there, all in the toolbox.
Is it?
Yeah. And it will tell you, so say you put your weight in and you'd gained and you were struggling, it would say, here's something that may support you.
Because the SAS log, I did it maybe about a year ago. And I think what I was noticing was I wasn't looking at Sin Value before I put it in my mouth. That was one of the things. So I was kind of like, yeah, it's about 6. Yeah. And then afterwards I look and be like, oh, it's 10.
Yeah.
God.
And also, I think what a lot of us tend to do, I used to do it, is actually I really need to use my free food better, but I'm going for Sins because I'm starving. So I used to do it with Quavers. I'll have a pack of Quavers. Actually, I should have cooked a meal.
I totally thought of you the other night when I got back from the airport. I was absolutely ravenous. And I thought, normally I just wouldn't eat, right? Or I'd just grab something in the airport. Instead, I knew that I had a slightly mouldy-ish banana.
Fine.
And also an apple and also a Muller Lite yogurt.
Oh,
so I thought, well, eating those three is better than not eating at all or eating the Sins.
Yes.
So I was like, free food, well, kind
free
of.
Free food.
Yeah, Muller Lite isn't, but.
So yeah, babe, I think it just might be a few little tweaks for you, sweetheart.
Okay. Jodie sent us a message. Thank you so much. You've been like on it recently, Jodie. £10 down in the first 6 weeks. But the most important thing was about your headspace. So your why, you've kind of created some new kind of ways of thinking this. You've entered a race in July. It's called the Trail Blaster. 24 hours endurance race. 5K loops, as many as you can. And she is just a 40-something mum of a toddler. The furthest she's ever ran is 20 kilometres, a half marathon. So I only need to run, walk, skip 5 laps. That's my aim. So incredible, you know.
This is Jodie in my group.
Yes.
She is a phenomenal lady. And do you know what exercise and running has done for her? It's freed her head up. And I think, do you know what? It's a brilliant advocation. Is that a word?
Advocate. She's a great advocate.
Yeah, but, or her activity is an advocate. Yeah, okay. She's a great advocate for body magic and what it
avocado
does.
Avocado?
Yeah, what it does psychologically. Well done, you, Joe. Proud of you, babe.
Yeah. Let's have a look. What else? So, I just need to look through. Where am I at?
I don't know. Where are you at?
Excuse me. Oh, hello to Maria. Maria DBSW. Maria has sent us lots of different messages. She's been following us. She loves to kind of know when our live chats are. And you've been having an amazing kind of journey. It's been up and down, Maria, but thank you so much for your continued support. You're always a name that jumps out at me. I do look out for you when we do our lives. Some more love here.
I want to go and do like a tour and meet everyone.
Well, there was actually... what they do with photography groups on Instagram, right? I can't remember what it's called. Someone told me about this the other day and I thought, we could do this. So they have meetups for people, photographers who kind of get together and they go for little meetups and they all take, like, have a little day out together. Now imagine if we went on tour.
Sweaty quiche, couldn't we?
We could go on tour and come to your group. And we record a podcast, like, with you and your group.
Oh, my god!
I mean, we'd have to, like, work out how on earth we'd kind of make it pay.
Yeah, and work. Yeah. Can we set up a GoFundMe?
Well, we might have to.
Or we could, like, do a meet-up, couldn't we? A north and a south meet-up.
We'll come round and have tea at your place.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We could do meet-up. Yeah, that's something to think about.
Well, it is. Yeah. Well, we will think about that. Okay, so Aging Disgracefully sent us this incredible message.
Because that's what I plan to do.
They said that they needed... we put some quotes on our Instagram every so often. They lost over 11 stone.
Wow.
Let's just pause there.
Sorry. You're a remarkable person.
But they said they went totally silly for 10 days over Easter. And I like the fact that you put this comment because it proves to most of us that this idea of fixing things doesn't always happen. Even when you've made such big changes, that this is something that we're going to deal with all the time.
But you know what? That makes me feel a bit better. So the moment I said, this is for life, the pressure came off.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what? This is what I'm always going to do, and it's okay. And there are going to be brilliant parts of it, and there's going to be parts that aren't so brilliant. I've just come out of a really bad patch, you know, a really bad year. And it's almost like knowing that that's okay. I'm going to come into a good year now. You know? Keeping the faith, people. Keeping the faith.
Speaking about keeping the faith, also someone who we must give a personal thanks to is Debbie's World, Debster.
Love this lady.
Debster has... I mean, just the pictures that Debster puts on our own Instagram are fantastic.
Oh,
and we really do thank you from the bottom of our heart because we're inspired by you. The picture that you have of all of your certificates perfectly displayed, because most of the time we just kind of throw the certificates in the corner of a room or maybe put it on the fridge door or I don't know, and then it falls off and
so
you don't put it back
so
up.
Proud of,
But your display of your beautiful...
Display like an Oscar.
It really is.
Yeah.
But lost 15 stone... and has achieved something beyond her wildest dreams. And the message that she has is that anything is possible. I mean,
what? Your courage and your determination is something that just inspires me. Like, to lose a stone is so hard. 15. You're amazing. You should celebrate yourself every day.
So another amazing person, Stevie Adele.
Yes, I love this person.
I didn't think I would ever be mentally strong enough to lose weight. But something clicked in my head and it's worked. I'm 16 weeks in and I have lost, wait for this, 4 stone, 9.5 pounds.
Shut the front door.
With Slimming World. I've always given up as I've never believed in myself. She thanks us and our podcast as one of the tools to help her keep realistic during her journey. And also by not beating herself up if things haven't quite gone to plan. And to enjoy the journey. She's cried with laughter listening to us. And it's not unusual to find her talking back with us in agreement. That's what we like.
I love that.
And you've put a quote here, which is on the front of my journal. It's in my bag here. It's from Iris Gray. She believed she could, so she did. And that's really, it's really powerful, isn't it?
I love the fact that you've just gone in and grabbed it by the proverbials and proverbials and smashed it. You're an amazing lady. Really, really are. Because actually to come back fighting and make that happen is brilliant. Well done you.
Helen Barry says, thank you for the podcast. You're the reason I haven't given up over the last few weeks. My group are great, but you're motivating me too. Listening to you and you're helping me to understand it doesn't matter how many times I fall off the wagon, just get back on.
Yes, sister, get back on. Get riding that horse.
Mm-hmm. Right, who else we got here? Hello to SJB as well. You've had a bit of an up and a down. You live in a takeaway culture and it's so easy to slip back into that. You've put so much blame on being tired after work, but you are basically saying to us that you want to get your ass sorted, back to meal prep and crack on. Thanks to Lucy Wharton for your shout out too. You've recommended
You went into a real newsreader voice then. I loved that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm reading the news actually in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Okay, Mumbles.
I read the news once on BBC Radio Manchester. I got my tongue tied so badly, I just froze in the middle of the news. Never read the news once since. Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. The other presenter had to step in. Couldn't speak, Claire. It was awful. Yeah. I just hope that's not in a can somewhere that could be dragged out. I had to say Benjamin Netanyahu. You know? Do you know who I mean? And it just didn't come out. It just really didn't come out. Never do a political news read as your first episode of news that you're reading. Yeah.
God.
Never worked again, Claire.
See, now I've moved up where the people write the words and I just have to read them. Whereas when I worked at Radio Manchester, I had to write and read them. And sometimes if I was doing 25 things at once, what I would write came to read it made no grammatical sense.
No. Can you imagine dyslexic me trying to read the news?
Oh, dear.
That's why I'm podcasting.
Yeah. Mumble 1704. Listening to... our podcast has given her the kick in the ass.
Aww.
To coin Claire's phrase, I've been drifting for a couple of years. Oh, nearly lost 4 stone, maintained for a bit, piled it and some more back on. Man, I know how that feels.
Me too.
I stayed at this point over a year. I now need to go get back on it. I'm pretty sharpish too. I binge listened to the whole series in about 2 weeks and I've learnt stuff I'd never have gained knowledge of otherwise.
Aww.
Amazing.
Can I just give a shout out to the gorgeous Matt who just opened a new group this week and he sent us a message to say that he's been listening while he's been out promoting and his first night went really well. So well done, Matt. Keep smashing it.
Rebecca SW was laughing when I was talking about the pants, getting the pants stuck in my bum.
Oh my God, I love
that. Which episode that was, like an early one, wasn't it? And she said she would listen to it whilst out walking, so she looked mad as people were driving past her.
God bless you. Think how I feel sat in a coffee shop with her right now.
Thank you to Em and Becky for your shout out. Our guacamole is good. Recommend us to Lucy Wharton, that's where. Okay, so there was a bit of an argument over whether we were better than Game of Thrones or not, and which one do people watch or listen to first,
right?
Because we both come out on a Monday.
Are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
No,
neither am I.
It's one of the reasons why my last relationship ended.
Well, my marriage has nearly ended over this stuff. Like, well, it hasn't, but yeah, God. It's like a cult.
Well, apparently our podcast has less sex, violence and leather trousers.
Well, so you think.
So we need to up our game.
Yeah. I'll bring the leather trousers. What are you bringing, Claire?
Now, Rach Ellis says, what is the thoughts about diet drinks?
Ah, very interesting.
Would drinking too much of it have a negative effect on weight loss, or are we free to smash the Coke Zero as much as we like? This is interesting because I find I'm a coffee drinker, she says.
Yeah.
There we go. But when I drink Diet Coke, especially when I stop drinking, that stuff sends me doolally. It wrecks my sleep.
So...
And your teeth.
So I'm a big Diet Coke drinker.
Are you?
Massive. So absolutely fine for weight loss. Just a couple of things that just to bear in mind. Diet drinks can spike your need for a sweet hit. So if you find you're craving a lot more sweet things, just be mindful it might be about how much diet pop you're drinking. So yeah, I've had to cut mine down for that fact. But no, it's fine for weight loss. But I would always say water first, if you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. I suppose in that sense, it's common sense, isn't it? Like, yeah. I try to get a bit more variety in what I drink because I think it's quite boring. Particularly, I mean, when I stopped drinking the alcohol, I was like, God, all I ever drank was cider, wine, coffee.
Do you find you needed a real sugar hit when you gave up booze? I did.
No, I need, for me, where I go wrong is when I get bored. So, you know, like you can get like these little tea bags that you throw
brilliant.
In water.
Yeah.
What they're called, infusers.
Yeah. That's I just do it with real fruit. Fruit, yeah.
Fruit.
So I love watermelon and cucumber. That's amazing.
Yeah. Really mint good. And cucumber. Mm. And I just like have like a big jug in there.
Yeah, in the fridge.
Yeah.
Loads of ice.
Crushed ice.
Yeah.
And I also have a really posh glass.
So do I. I've got a big, like, goblin.
That's it. Yeah. I've got that too. So then at least you get excited about drinking water.
Yeah, but it's however it works for you. But just, like, some people love the bottles with the times on and all of that. Whatever works.
Mm. Slim with Ian, how are you doing? I think you're a consultant too.
Oh, really?
And he found our podcast and has been getting back on it himself as well. And he was talking about how much pressure we put on ourselves to get the massive losses in a week. And sometimes that pressure would result in him not doing the plan properly.
Get you, babe.
So he just enjoyed his sins. And he had gone away and got back on it, basically.
Well done. It's so lovely that consultants listen, because I think it's like they know what I'm talking about. Not that you guys don't, but you know, it's just a really lovely kind of thing that you're listening and supporting, so thank you.
Cerise Bonner Corsi. I have no idea if I said your name right. Had
just whispering, make it better.
Yeah. basically, he said, thank you so much. And you had gone away and lost £5 in your first week.
Oh, I want to do a little dance, but I need a wee, so it's not going to be good.
Yeah. Nicola Ross also said thank you, and she's finding it super helpful and motivational. Slim Millie also sent us a lovely message and mentioned us on her own Instagram. And said thank you to Anna Cray for sharing the podcast. She said that our podcast has been an absolute game changer. And the idea that it's not heavy or boring. We are lovely, light, fun and informative.
Can I just say, do you know, that is just for us. Like, we just started this just to have a little kind of chat. Like, the fact that we're helping you. Like, as a consultant, my job is to help my members. But the fact that we're getting to help loads of other... Isn't that amazing?
I think what's interesting as well, I mean, this comment here from... off to Isengard, says that they don't always have the confidence in group to speak out.
Oh.
But sometimes they find that listening to us is like a group away from group, and it's just another way of getting a bit more information.
Can
and
I
everyone
just say,
isn't confident.
Yeah, I didn't speak for the first 6 months, and that's really hard to believe with a gob like mine. If you do feel like that, just let your consultant know, because for me, I've got people in group that don't want to speak but are there to soak it up. So it just means that I keep a little extra eye on them to know that they're okay. But as a consultant, I'd really want to know if you felt like that. So just grab your consultant and just say, this is how I'm feeling, if you feel confident enough.
Helen Louise, thank you for your message, because you asked for us to do an episode on eating out, which we did a couple of weeks ago. You said that you have to go out for client visits, so you're getting bored of having steak and salad. So hopefully that episode helped you.
Yeah, definitely. We've had loads of feedback on that episode. Can I just say one thing that I think I said in that episode about cheese? You don't get 80 grams of cheese as healthy extra, two healthy extra A choices, unless it's low fat, you know, like 30% less fat. So please don't go and think we've upped your healthy extra A choice cheese.
Ella asked for the SP episode, which we also did a couple of weeks ago, so proof that we do listen to you. Listener from Cheltenham here, Inez Higgins, hello to you. And I love your signature, Living Beyond Limitations.
Oh my God, that is brilliant.
Hang on a sec.
Oh, bless you.
Excuse me. Now, you talked about your husband.
I talked about my husband, or she talked about hers?
Inez did. Oh. How do you deal with a husband who, though wanting to eat healthily, has absolutely no weight to lose, so will have to eat slightly differently? I find when he brings me treats and eats... Oh, it brings treats in and eats them in front of me, I get severe food envy. I do have my low sin alternatives, though I do still sometimes feel guilty about even eating them. This is like a rock in your shoe, isn't it? I have this with my housemate, and you know, she's cool, but she's like my mirror of who I used to be, what I used to eat.
Yeah, I had to have a really honest chat with Phil and just say, darling, I need your support, babe. Like, please know that you eating a share bag of Maltesers and minstrels on the sofa next to me really challenges me. And sometimes I don't have the strength not to have it. So do you think, like, there's a way we could get round this? Is it like about you waiting till I've gone to bed, because we go to bed at different times? Or is it about us kind of working out what you could have that's lower sin and stuff? And he was so supportive, and it just really, he never realised. He thought I had the inner strength to say no, and he didn't know that when he was going to the loo I was nicking them and not do you know what I mean? So maybe just having that chat with him and just saying, I need your support. I really do.
Hi to Helen, who said that the frozen veg and fruit idea was a game changer. Hashtag melon balls is like the number one thing that you contact us about. These melon balls
and
have
now
like...
they've stopped being done, haven't they? I found a new one, char grilled roasted vegetable. Might post that on Instagram. That's a game changer. Did you see it on my interest table yesterday?
Yeah, I did. But you know, I'm not going to go and snack on that like a melon ball, are you?
No, but it's a great thing for like a couscous or a really quick dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
Come
but
on.
But they haven't frozen mixed veg for years, mate.
No. This is marinated char-grilled, like aubergines, peppers, courgette, game changer.
Where?
Can I say?
Yeah.
Sainsbury's.
So... And it's sin-free?
Yeah, because most of them are like 15 sins a bag. It's sin-free and only £1.50. I nearly humped the Sainsbury's man when he delivered it the other day. He was like, why are you so excited? I was like, please tell me you haven't substituted my roasted vegetables. He's like, no, I haven't.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than there's a substitute. Ugh.
Do you know what they did the other day?
What did they do?
Melon? Substitute that for melon blinking soap. I don't want melon soap. I want a blinking melon.
What idiot did that?
Melon.
I thought you were going to say like the substitute from speed to free.
No.
Right, coming up to wedding season, and Wedding Ready Claire says thank you. It's like having a group in her pocket, which
Ooh,
is lovely.
Looks tasty.
Okay, Truly Slim Inspirational sent us she tagged us in an amazing picture. And it was afternoon tea, and I think that you had made your own tea, which has like the teapot and the little what do you call these? The little shelfie tray
cake stand.
Yeah, that shelfie cake. Anyway,
Molly.
I don't talk for a living.
Yeah. I've got no geography skills.
I don't have a 2-year-old. What is my excuse? Anyway, it looks amazing. It really looked amazing. And you know what? If that's how you want to use your sins, to me, that doesn't look like a diet, right?
That looks like bloody blinking amazing.
It does.
Love a melon on there. It's the presentation.
And that's what I mean about getting the posh glass and the crushed ice.
That's why I've got really nice china.
Yeah. Let's have a look. What else have we got? So, oh, thank you to Sarah SW. I can't remember your name, Sarah. I'm so sorry, but on your vlog, you have also shouted out
Bless
Slimming
you,
World
you,
podcast, and that's brought a lot of people to find us.
Oh, someone's got Target.
Well, it's Guacamole is Good has come up again. Target last night.
Amazing. Last night, Saturday night.
Well, this is obviously 8th of May.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
So hopefully you're still at Target.
I just looked at your phone with the times that are on these messages, and I was like, how's it 11 o'clock at night? Have we been here that long?
Some of them I'm screenshotting at 2 a.m.
Oh,
when I'm on a night shift. So, yeah.
Oh, bless you.
So the other thing that we also want to thank you for is the reviews that you've been leaving us on Apple Podcasts. And they have been absolutely incredible. And that really is like a showcase for other people who are kind of dipping in and wanting to kind of give us a bit of a punt. Because some people who listen to this podcast are not even doing Slimming World. They're just people who are losing weight and trying to find that muddle their way through. So it's been really touching. Thank you so much. I can't even read all of you because there's just so many of you. But some of the comments are really, well, they feel quite personal to us, don't they?
Yeah. And thank you to everyone that voted in the BBC Sounds British Podcast Awards Listener's Choice nominations thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we got beaten by someone who had like 15 million votes, didn't we, or something? But
we lost out to Brexit cast.
I mean, we didn't stand a chance, but it was just so amazing that somebody nominated us for that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It was a lovely thing.
Quick shout outs, Amanda Slim and Trim, thank you so much. You said that we have helped and you've got some £4 losses as well.
Brilliant stuff.
Slimming World, Eat the Pounds Away, went to ZZ's. She, or he, no, looks like a she. It's really hard to tell, our pictures are really
small. We're gender neutral here.
Gender neutral. They said that we gave them the confidence to ask to change their meal to suit their needs.
I love that. Well done, you should be buzzing with yourself.
Lucy does SW96, says that she's obsessed with our podcast, and she thinks that we're down to earth and how real we are.
We're so real. We really are. You should see the state of us. You'd realise how real we were if you can see us right now.
Now, Ornella, hi from Florida, right?
Do you know this? Can I just tell you about Ornella?
Okay.
Ornella, I went to university with her.
No!
Yeah, and we reconnected. So we started uni nearly 20 years ago, and we reconnected. We were Facebook friends, but she messaged me and said, Anna, will you help me? And do you know what? It's been an absolute pleasure to reconnect with her after being at uni together. And she has tried everything, and she has just grabbed food optimizing by the balls, and eaten pasta and rice and potatoes, and she's not done that for, she's been on low carb things. So I'm just so proud of you, Ornella, and hi in Florida, where it's really hot and they've got alligators.
Wow.
They're literally on the road.
Can you eat them? Are they?
They're free food, high protein. I think you might die catching one though. But they do, they go in the pools and everything. She was talking me through it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I did see on some of our lives, Ornella, I'm sure it was around the bank holiday or Easter, you said that you were going to a restaurant and you were thinking in advance, anticipating what were you going to eat and how you were going to go about it and thinking about how many sins you had for that meal. So clearly we're kind of getting into your brain and you're embracing it.
It was Mother's Day in America last week and she didn't go out, she stayed in and she cooked her own Mother's Day meal so that she wouldn't go over her sins.
Wow.
How dedicated is that?
Now, she did ask us a question here. Did we mention somewhere that we have 120 sins a week? Thought it was 15 sins.
Men
do.
Men get more sins than women.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, they can. They start off at between 5 to 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some of the emails that you've sent us. So Michelle Maloney wanted to send us a message. I'm guessing that you are in Ireland, judging by how many times you put ye in your email. So you're going through a bit of a process, right? So you've been losing about 8 stone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you've kind of dilly-dallied, you've put a bit on, you've taken a bit off. And you've moved home, you've started a new job, and generally life, right? Mm. We've all been there. So just as you kind of get into it, then you feel like you got totally out of control. So you're back on the journey, and you've been thinking about rejoining, but you just couldn't get your head into the gear. So a month ago, you decided enough was enough, and you are back on it. And that happened to be the time that you discovered our podcast. And you basically say that as a result of listening to our podcast, it was a key driving force for you to rejoin Slimming World. So that's really touched us.
Well done. That takes a lot of courage.
And particularly love the Chihuahua Steps approach.
Yes.
And Rome wasn't built in a day.
People talk to me about your Chihuahua Steps in group all the time. Aww. It's really cute.
It's you know, my mom is a wise woman.
Isn't
when she came up with that. Yeah. See, you are Irish because you did the Dublin Marathon. That was your proudest moment. Get back on it. Thank you. Right, County Clare. Hey, County Clare, spelt like mine.
Oh.
Fiona used some expletives to talk to us.
You sound like you talk out. I swear so much. It's the hardest thing in grouping on this podcast not to swear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so well done on swearing.
The key thing for you, Fiona, is that you said that you have managed to lose some massive amounts of weight in the past, but it's about getting your head into the right zone. Maybe me and you have things in common. It's about learning healthy habits. You were able to lose 49 pounds in 6 months for a bodybuilding competition. Jesus. That learned no healthy habits, and then put 70 pounds back on. So you are going through a process at the moment of, is it for you, your numbers are about what size, what dress size you are, and you're trying to find a way of being a bit more, well, just a bit clearer in your head. So you sent us a thank you from the bottom of your heart. And we enjoyed your expletives on this email.
Loved it, thank you. You got my swear out.
Right, a couple of things that you said that made us laugh. How Helen Barry said to us, always got an emergency Hifar in her bag. It's always smashed to the bits by the time she gets to eat it. But you put a post on our Instagram, didn't you, which went mad. It's funny what people like.
The minstrel one.
What was this? Tell us about it.
So it was about, what was it? Somebody who said, let me find it, because this, when I saw it, it actually made me laugh out loud, like wee a little bit. Hold on, where is this? Blows my mind when people say things like, forgot I had a packet of minstrels in my bag. Like, how do you forget that? I'm aware of every snack or sweet I've ever bought. A bag of minstrels has never and will never take me by surprise. It's so true. Like, I'm consuming them the moment I've eaten them. Are you not? Like, to find that in the bottom of your bag. It's interesting what you said about the Hi-Fi bar. Daisy just went in my bag this morning and went, Mama, chock-chock, chock-chock, Hi-Fi, Hi-Fi, chock-chock, because she knows they're always in there. Mental,
wow.
Isn't it? And she's two. She just knows I always pull a surprise one out when she's needing a little snack.
Yeah. A couple of you have sent us messages as well about how you have gone cold turkey when it comes to chocolate.
Good
massive
call.
Respect. For me, it's like an alarm sounding in my cupboard when I know there's chocolate there. I can hear it everywhere I'm in the
Knocks.
House. I'll go to the bathroom. I'll go to my bedroom. I can still hear that alarm.
Yeah. It goes, eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me.
Yeah. So the fact that you are doing cold turkey is so, so fascinating.
When I've done it a couple of times, so I gave it up for a long time, but I did it a few months ago, and I ended up licking Daisy's face.
Wow.
Because she'd eaten chocolate, and I needed it that bad. I licked the chocolate off my child's face.
My God.
I know, that's how bad I wanted it.
Gosh, okay. Hello to Hugo as well, who sent us a long email. Thank you for your continued support. And Lorna also sent us a message, which we're going to read up about sugar as well. Because, I mean, we've said about how we're fascinated about learning and reading this process. I'm an inner geek anyway.
I think we need to, I'd like to talk more about sugar, but I want to power up on my knowledge around sugar.
Yeah, we're going to go away and read your stuff, Lorna. Thank you so much. And also, we did put a post where, just to finish, I had given Anna a bit of bants over this broccoli, feeling like if you eat broccoli, it gives you the same impact as chocolate.
Do you want to say what you said in group, actually, TB? Because I'm not normally flawed in group, right? I like to think that I'm prepared for all sorts of things that are thrown at me in group, because I get thrown a lot, and I really like to feel like I'm a bit of a swan, that I can just paddle, 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 and look like it's okay. Claire made me nearly wet myself, but go silent. So do you want to tell everyone what you did to me in group?
I can't remember. I think I apologised to you.
Can we swear? No.
No.
Okay. She turned round and went, I thought you were talking absolute beep, didn't you?
Yeah.
That broccoli could do anything for you if you wanted chocolate. I thought you were chatting absolute beep, but I wasn't, was I?
Well, I mean, you do chat a lot of poo-poo, right?
I do not! This, I can't say things in my position that aren't factually correct.
Okay, right.
I can't though, can I? Like, do you know what I mean? Do I have to check my stuff? But the fact that you went and firmed it up, I'm really glad that you trusted me as a friend, a Slimming World, someone you work with. Yeah, really, really made me feel great about myself. Thanks.
Well, I Googled thinking, right, 17 types of broccoli. How can that possibly give you the same thing that chocolate gives you? And so there was this like little post that I shared on our Instagram page where it said, if you're missing this, then eat this.
Yeah.
It talked about if you're missing high fat, if you're missing high sugar, if you're missing sweet hits. And it had the foods that perhaps you need to increase to kind of get through your cravings.
There? What was there? Was there broccoli?
Yeah.
Oh, I found it. I just stumbled across it on Google, and I decided to try it. It really, really helped.
What were you Googling to find
sugar
that?
Sugar cravings. So okay. I was looking at chromium because that reduces your sugar cravings, and then it just came up with broccoli. So I'm a tender stem broccoli and loads of soy sauce and black pepper.
Mm.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want a Freddo.
You're just a fountain of knowledge, aren't you?
Or a fountain of not knowledge.
Pee.
Yes. Exactly. No, but with this, I promise you, the information I give you is not made up.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I ever doubted you.
You questioned me, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm questioning everything now because of that.
I'm a journalist. I'm a skeptic. One of us has to be like the skeptic on this podcast.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, isn't it? I'm an inner... I trust too much. You don't, which is good. We're a yin and a yang.
Well, we'll continue to yin and yang, hopefully. We are always open to your suggestions of what you think that we should be talking about, so do make sure you get in contact with us.
We're always happy to be called a liar too, aren't we, Claire?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here we are. We're being real. Look, we're not health experts. We're not doctors.
No.
We're two people who are going through our own journey with weight loss, and that's what we are at the core. Yes, our vehicle is Slimming World, but really, whether you do Slimming World, Weight Watchers, whatever it is,
we're all in the same headspace, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all going through the same thing, so you know, we're similar. At Slimming World Podcast on Instagram, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com to drop us a note, and do make sure you subscribe, drop us a little rating, and also leave us a review. And we hope that we will catch up with you next week.